蓝天之下有滋润的水泉，旷野之中有歇脚的绿洲。欢迎来到蓝天绿洲。
欢迎收听蓝天绿洲，我是李诺。在今天的节目当中，我们继续来分享《最大的胜利》这一个系列的节目。最近这个系列呢，主要是在围绕费城苍鹰队这一个美式足球队的几名基督徒的球员来开展的。查尔斯呢，就专门采访了曾经陪伴他们一起生活、对他们进行采访的这位体育记者，同时也是一位牧师，就是高约书。而且呢，高约书还写了一本有关他们的书籍。那其实在查尔斯跟他的沟通当中，我们知道费城苍鹰队获得一个非常好的成绩，那就是超级碗，就是美式足球职业联盟的总决赛的冠军。当然这个奖项对他们来说并不是唾手可得的，其实在他们过去的时候呢，也经历了很多的困难。直到总决赛的时候呢，这个球队的主力队员，也就是温家生呢，因为一些特别的原因呢，没有办法参与到决赛。而他的好朋友，也是他主力的好弟兄富尼克呢，就担当起这个重担。其实我们常常在想，特别是一些关键的时刻，往往会出现一些意外的事情，让我们措手不及，我们不知道应该怎么办。但是真的很特别的，就是这个球队里面这些基督徒的球员，他们不是把超级碗的总决赛的奖杯当成是他们人生或者是奋斗的目标，他们是以荣耀神为自己比赛又或者说是人生的一个动力。当面对这样的一个问题的时候，他们究竟是怎么样去调整好自己的心态，以至于能够坦然地面对，以一个平常的态度或者是积极的态度去应对这一场非常重要的决赛呢？那在今天的节目当中呢，高约书会继续跟我们聊到在这个球队当中发生的一些事情，希望借着他们的故事，借着他们这样的经历呢，能够成为我们个人的一些的启发。无论我们在生活、我们在工作或者是学业方面，往往我们也会遇到压力，那这些压力应该怎么样去排解，又或者说我们怎么样去调整我们的眼光，让我们能够看到原来我们所努力的应该是为了荣耀神，而不是为了那个一时的成就呢？接下来我们就进入今天的蓝天绿洲。
LeBron James, already an NBA legend, but he's becoming more than that. He's done it all. Skipped college for the pros, went to the finals 8 years in a row, won the championship 3 times, but just this Monday, he had first-day jitters. He just opened an elementary school in his hometown, Akron, Ohio. It's designed to help at-risk youth advance in their educations, and it comes with a full-ride scholarship to college.
美国职业篮球队的大帝詹姆斯呢，已经是一个传奇人物。他要有更多的成长，他经历了很多。为了加入职业球员呢，他放弃了大学学业，连续8年呢进入全国职业篮球的决赛，3度赢得冠军。在前阵子呢，他又有了新的动作，在他的家乡俄亥俄州的亚克朗市开办了一间小学。这间学校呢，是为了帮助边缘青年接受教育，并且提供全额奖学金供学生修读大学课程。
We hear that pro players are selfish, in it for the money, maybe. But when we see role models like LeBron helping their communities, it reminds me of Jesus. He said to be great, you need to serve. And he did it, and so can we.
我们常听说职业运动员是自私的，见钱眼开的，或许是吧。但我们看到好像詹姆斯那样热心协助社群的楷模，我会联想到主耶稣，他说谁愿为首的就要做众人的仆人。耶稣身体力行了，我们也可以的。
Welcome to Haven Today.
I'm Charles Morris, and we're sharing the great story that's all about Jesus in a series this week that we're calling The Biggest Win. It's based on a book written by Josh Cooley. He's a youth pastor as well as a sports writer on the East Coast, North Carolina, who was able to spend a lot of time with the Philadelphia Eagles last year as they marched on to a Super Bowl victory.
欢迎收听蓝天绿洲，我是查尔斯。这几次的节目主题叫做最大的胜利。我们在谈论高约书的著作，他是一位青年事工牧师，也是美国东岸北卡罗来纳州的一位体育记者。高约书在去年花了很长的时间跟费城苍鹰足球队的队员相处，这一年呢，是苍鹰队迈向超级碗全国冠军宝座的一年。
What does it mean to follow Jesus? And is it something that just happens? Or does it depend on us? Josh Cooley is with us to share more on that.
究竟跟随耶稣有什么意义呢？是顺其自然呢？还是要靠我们自己努力呢？高约书会跟我们谈到这个问题。
So we have to make time for Bible study. And again, that's one of the things that impressed me so much about the Eagles that I...feature in the book. These guys made time for Bible study. They made time for prayer. How do you get to know someone if you don't talk to them?
我们为了查考圣经而要把时间划分出来。这就是书里头提及的苍鹰队让我感动的地方。那群球员付出相当的时间来查考圣经，他们也花时间祷告。如果你没时间跟朋友交谈，又怎么可以了解他们更多呢？
We're talking about glory, not just any glory this week. We were created for God's glory, to live for His kingdom. And that doesn't happen all the time, does it? Even for us who are Christians, it's difficult to live for the Lord's glory. Well, in these next few minutes, we're going to explore what it takes to thrive, not just survive, in your relationship with the Lord.
这个星期我们在谈荣耀，不是一般的荣耀。我们是为神的荣耀而被造的，我们要为他的国而活，但是呢，我们很难持续这样做，连我们这样的基督徒也很难为主的荣耀而活。以下的时间呢，我们来挖掘怎样与主建立令人茁壮成长的亲密关系，不只是勉强的去维持关系。
Let's open the program now with Calling Glory.
在节目的开始呢，我们来听一首由 Calling Glory 主唱的诗歌。
All for the one who was and new is, and he's come.
follower of Jesus Christ? Don't you want a deeper relationship with the Lord? Are we willing, though, to do what it takes to get there? Well, we're calling this series The Biggest Win after the book written by Josh Cooley, and I'm thinking about the discipline of living for God's glory.
如果你是耶稣基督的门徒，你会不会盼望跟主有更深的关系呢？我们是否愿意努力地达到这个地步呢？我们这一系列的节目叫做《最大的胜利》，也是高耶稣新作的名字。我想跟你探讨为神荣耀而活的操练。
We're going to see that on one hand, it's easy. It's all about Jesus. We say that all the time on this program. But on the other hand, actually living the life that God calls us to live takes some effort, takes some discipline.
我们会发现在耶稣里这并不困难。我们在节目中常常提到的。但是在另一方面，为神的荣耀而活是需要付上代价的，也要求有纪律、有操练的。
And we'll be joined by Josh Cooley again in a moment to help us think this through. He was able to interview several players on the 2018 Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles football team. Believers, by the way, who all wanted to live for the Lord's glory. And one of those players is Nick Foles, the now famous quarterback who stepped in for an injured quarterback, Carson Wentz, and led that Eagles team to the Super Bowl.
今天我们有高耶稣来跟我们一起来思考这个课题。他有机会为2018年美式足球冠军队伍费城苍鹰队的几位队员进行访谈。他们都是盼望为神的荣耀而活的。其中一位球员现在可是大名鼎鼎的弗尼克，就是那位以后备身份顶替受伤的三分卫温家升的球员。他后来带领苍鹰队迈进超级碗，并且夺得冠军。
That was Nick Foles, quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles, who led them to victory in last February's Super Bowl. Following the Lord can be a struggle, right?Nick Foles tells the story of how he almost retired from the NFL a couple of years back. He wasn't enjoying it. It felt like a burden. He was just burned out. But the Lord had other plans for him, and Nick had to really trust that the Lord was leading him. And now, after winning the Super Bowl, Nick Foles has new struggles. The accolades and all that attention can be very distracting.
费城苍鹰队的三分卫弗尼克，就是那位在今年二月带领队员在超级碗中获取胜利的弗尼克。跟随主要经历很大挣扎吗？弗尼克分享他的故事，讲到他本来两年前预备从全国足球联盟退休的。那个时期呢，他没法享受打球，好像是一个沉重的担子，他简直耗尽了。只是上帝有他另外的安排。尼克当时要全心全意地信靠主的带领，现在呢，当他在超级碗得了冠军，弗尼克又遇上新的挣扎。当大众都关注他和他拥有的荣誉，这让他非常的分心。
Now, I've never won a Super Bowl title, and maybe you haven't either, but I think we can relate to this. When things aren't exactly how we want them, we struggle to trust in the Lord. Is this really what's best for me?Is he really still leading me by the hand? Well, the answer is yes. And when I'm doing well, enjoying my life and loving what I do, I can get distracted. Did the Lord really lead me here, or did I get here on my own?
我从来没有在超级碗中得什么奖项，大概你也没有吧。只是我们可以想象得到，当事情进行的不太如意的时候，我们要努力的依靠主。心里会猜想，这是不是对我最好的？主是不是真的在拖着我的手引领我呢？答案是肯定的。当我一切平顺，享受生活中的一切，并且爱上自己所做的事情时，可能我不能再专注了。究竟是主引领我到这地步呢，还是完全是我自己努力达成的呢？
The answer is in Proverbs 10, verse 9. Humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps.When we're going through the valleys, we need to remember that the Lord hasn't left us. He's leading us by the hand. And when we're celebrating on the mountaintops, we can't forget that the Lord was who led us to where we are. He established our steps. It's tough to trust in the Lord in all our circumstances, but it's so important to do that if we're going to live lives that glorify Him. I sat down with Josh Cooley, who just wrote The Biggest Win out this week, and I talked with him about what it means to train to win.
圣经箴言十六章九节提供了答案。人心筹算自己的道路，唯耶和华指引他的脚步。当我们走过幽暗山谷，我们只需要记得主没有离弃我们，他是用手托带着我们。当我们登上高峰，在峰顶庆祝时，我们不能忘记是主引领我们去到那里，他安排我们的脚步。要在每一个光景中完全的信靠主，绝非易事。但是如果我们要为神的荣耀而活，这是非常重要的。高约书的著作《最大的胜利》刚出版不久，我跟他坐在一起，跟他谈到什么叫做胜利的培训。
You know, I dedicate a chapter in The Biggest Win to that topic. It's called Training to Win. So obviously that has sports connotations. Every athlete trains to win, but if you're thinking, I think I've read that somewhere in the Bible, then you're thinking correctly, right? Because Paul talks about that too.
yes, he does.
你知道吗？我用了一整章来讨论这个题目。这一章的标题就是胜利的培训，明显的是跟运动相关联的。运动员接受训练呢，就是为了要赢。假如你觉得耳熟能详，好像在圣经里边有提及的，那你是对的，因为是保罗也曾经谈论过的。
对啊，他有谈过。
You know, Paul lived in a world where athletes and athletics were all around him, right? And so he used those analogies and those metaphors to connect with even his first century readers, which I think is really cool. So I draw on a lot of those principles.
你知道吗？保罗活在一个注重运动的时代，周围都有运动员的，对吗？因此他用了运动作为模拟，并且以这些比喻呢，来向他的第一世纪读者沟通。我认为他很酷，我也从其中学了几招。
So anyway, we train to win as Christians much in the same way as athletes train to win. It takes diligence, and it takes purpose, and it takes time to get to know the Lord better and to grow in our faith. It doesn't just magically happen. So, you know, to get to know the Lord better, we have to go to the book He's given us to do that, which is the Bible. So we have to make time for Bible study in it.
所以无论如何，我们培训基督徒在世上过得胜的生活，就好像那些运动员接受训练去赢得比赛一样，需要勤奋，要有目标的，也要花上时间去更多认识主，在信心上增长，这些都不是变魔术出来的。所以你知道，要更多认识主，我们就要多花时间去接触他所赐给我们的圣经，因此我们要抽出时间来去研读圣经。
And again, that's one of the things that impressed me so much about the Eagles that I feature in the book. These guys made time for Bible study. They made time for prayer. How do you get to know someone if you don't talk to them? Well, you can't.
再说，我在这本书里边再三的提到苍鹰队给我留下深刻印象之处。这群家伙特意抽时间出来查考圣经，他们花时间一起祷告。如果没时间去跟某人相处，你怎么可以认识他呢？根本不可能嘛。
And so we have to make time to talk to our Heavenly Father. So Bible study, prayer, you know, living in Christian community, you know, finding a good, solid, gospel-centered, Bible-believing church. These are all part of training to win. So just, you know, it's not a liturgical, you know, Pharisaical type of thing. We're not doing it to check off a box. We're doing it out of the overflow of a heart that loves the Lord and wants to know Him better.
因此，我们要抽出时间来跟天上的父神交谈，查考圣经，同心祷告，要跟别的信徒交往，就是要找一间好的，以纯正福音笃信圣经的教会。这些都是为了得胜而去接受的训练。要知道，不是仪式上的，不是好像法利赛人那样的外在的。我们不是为了填表格而做，我们因为从心里对主的爱所涌现的行动，为了更深的认识主。
It takes discipline to follow the Lord. You don't have to be a busy NFL player to know that. You have a job. You have children. You have commitments that seem to eat up all your time.
跟随主需要有纪律的。你不需要像职业足球员那么忙碌才明白这个道理。你有你的工作，你有个家庭，你有你需要承担耗尽你的时间的责任。
Well, we all have those things. But you know what? It's like Josh said, you can't get close to someone you never talk to. I know my wife Janet would be devastated if I decided to stop talking to her, but to talk to everyone else about how close she and I are.
是的，我们都有这些东西。但是你知道吗？就如约书所说的，你不与某人交谈，你不可能认识他的。我知道，如果我决定不再跟我太太说话，而去跟别人说我们俩的事，她一定会抓狂的。
It just doesn't make sense. And the same is true in our relationship with the Lord. It takes discipline. It takes effort. But there's something equally true that we need.
这是不合情理的。我们跟主的关系呢，也是同样的道理。我们需要有纪律，但是还有一些是同样需要的。
We need to remember that Jesus paid it all, not just a title of a hymn. When we start talking about the discipline that it takes to live for the Lord's glory, we can start to think that it depends on us, all of it. But remember what Paul said, it's God at work within us. He will bring to completion the good work that he began. We work so hard to prioritize the Lord's kingdom above all else, but we work hard knowing that we're already accepted before the Lord because of Jesus.
我们需要记住，耶稣已经付清一切代价。这不单是一首诗歌的名字。当我们提到为主的荣耀而活是要有纪律的时候，我们就开始以为要完全要靠我们的努力。但是，记得保罗的话吗？这是神在我们里头的作为，他在我们心里动了善功的，必成全这功。我们尽了力，把神的国作为生命中的最优先。我们也知道，因着耶稣在我们工作以先，已经得蒙接纳的。
So I want to ask you to ask yourself today, am I living for the glory of my Savior? Am I prioritizing His word, His will, His kingdom? Am I spending time getting to know Him in His word? Or am I living life on my own terms?
因此，我邀请你现在问你自己，我是否为荣耀救主耶稣而活呢？我是否以他的话语、他的旨意、他的国为优先呢？我有没有花时间来学习他的话语呢？又或者是我只是按照自己的意愿来生活呢？
These are tough questions, and I'm not saying that a real Christian has to answer the right way all the time. I sure don't. But if you truly know Christ Jesus, then you truly know that he loves you. You know that because he died for you and rose again and gave you a new life.
这些都是很实在的问题。我不是说所有的基督徒都要做出肯定的回复，不一定的。只是如果你真正的认识主耶稣基督，你会真实的体会到他对你的爱。你知道他为你死，并且复活，赐你新生命。
And so you know that he wants to know you. You know he wants what's best for you. And I pray that as you consider your life before the Lord, you can see just how much the Lord has loved you.I pray you go deeper and further into his love for you. It's the love of Christ that compels us, and it's all by grace that we live for his glory alone.
你也知道他愿意认识你，你知道他为你有最好的安排。我希望你能够好好的思想在主面前的生命，你可以明白他是何等的爱你。我期盼你能更深入地进入基督的爱中。原来基督的爱激励我们，我们能够为神的荣耀而活，完全是他的恩典。
Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus,
Christy Knuckles and Build My Life. What a prayer that we all need to be praying. I'm Charles Morris here on Haven Today, and The Biggest Win is what we're calling the program.
建立我生命。Gisty 为我们唱出一个我们都要献上的祈祷。我是查尔斯，为你主持蓝天绿洲节目，主题是最大的胜利。
It does take discipline to follow the Lord. Don't you agree with me? Any of us who've walked with Jesus for any amount of time know this firsthand, don't we? But the great news is that our effort is grounded in what Jesus has already done for us. We're not alone in our relationship with the Lord. I'm so thankful for that.
跟随主要有纪律的，你同意吗？只要我们任何一个人曾经花了时间来亲近主，与主同行，就是明白其中的道理。真正的好消息是，我们做出的努力是建基在耶稣已经为我们完成的基础上。与主建立关系，我们并不孤单，为这我满心感恩。欢迎朋友你来信跟李诺分享你收听节目的感想或者是信仰方面的疑惑。蓝天绿洲的节目邮箱是 haven@良友.net， 短信号码是13229966，122，短信开头请注明蓝天。感谢朋友您今天的收听，我是李诺，我们下期节目时间再会。